they started there, Richard. We started on it. They start their fishing. We start our fishing. The only thing we have to analyze is whether the session is cause of some sort, which is the cause of liberation. So accept that one, to analyze the result. enlightenment in one life, especially by practicing high tantra, ma anudaya tantra, there's opportunity to achieve full enlightenment in a very short time, a brief lifetime of degenerated time. However, need to actualize the whole path for that. Even to each liberation, from liberation, that which is free forever from the whole entire suffering realm, samsara, the one need to actualize the proceed or develop one's mind, the five paths to each liberation. However, the immediate thing what we should do now, not only the death is definite, but the death can come any day, so can come in a day. In any moment. So therefore, what we need is what we need to be immediately prepared from our side, from our side. That is to not be, you see, the very first thing to save, to protect yourself from the lower realms. Make sure if the death happens, you see, today, if it happens during this hour, during this hour, during this moment, or even, it can come any time. So, before the death suddenly falls on oneself. Before it suddenly happens, and then no time left to practice or nothing you can do, the life is gone. So before this happens, before this risk happens, then make sure, you see, to not be reborn in the lower realms. You see, save yourself to not reborn in the lower realms, and at least to receive perfect human body in the next life. Again, to continue to practice, to develop mind path to enlightenment. So this is what we need to do, the immediate thing, to stop the immediate, you know, danger or the issue. The big, not only just the big suffering, the heaviest suffering or samsara, you know, if one gets reborn in the lower realm, not only that, but the main thing is that there's no opportunity to practice Dharma. There's no opportunity to practice Dharma, to maintain the path of enlightenment, to actualize the realizations. So one of the, like the certificate, or degree to be able to find job, to be able to make money. So, to show the qualification, so like that. So taking, the precepts, taking the layabouts, and especially admiring the precepts, something that which is so convenient, just for one day, and that is no obligation for a lifetime, and just for one day, and that one can take once, since one has received the lineage from the teacher, then one can take any time, you know, whenever one can, that one can take the skips great opportunity, and then one can take by oneself from the altar, however, from the visualizing all the Buddha Sabbaths, however, by visualizing merit field that one can take. So, so beginning, so this, so these are, so this practicing morality, abstaining from negative karma, stopping, negative karma, making a vow in this. So living in the vow is like having a leg, you have a leg to walk, you know, to go to a place where one, a desirable place where one wishes to go, having a leg. So, generally speaking, well, this general idea is that if one does not have legs, then one cannot reach there. generally speaking, like that. Of course, one can go by machine, see, the vehicles or things, but generally speaking, general idea, see, generally speaking, like that, see, similar. So without living the vow of the precepts, no? Without practicing morality, then, without leg, so cannot achieve liberation. Cannot achieve liberation from the that which is free forever from the samsara. So that's similar way to understand, you know, so full enlightenment. So this is something which we can do in our life, you know, any time. Whatever is convenient that one can take this opportunity. Very important one to make preparation for yourself, to protect yourself, to guide yourself. Yeah, then now, one thing that I want to say again to clarify what I spoke this afternoon. Yeah, so those things, you know, without need to be taught by others, then you see that you want to. including rising, you know, including, you know, say, having very impatient in the nature or characteristics or very, you know, say, very egoistic nature, very equal, say, very good hearted, very generous, very good hearted nature that, you know, that, less thought that I mean, more thought of others important and less thought, that I'm important. So, yeah, more good heart, characters more giving to others, you know. So some others more character of taking from others. For one's own, one's own happiness. So, however, all this and all those behaviors, including animals, not only human beings, including the animals, which I explained before, some example. So, however, so in the Western culture or the so since there's no rank, since there's no education on the reincarnation and the karma, these things, so therefore, the way, only what you can explain these things, then what you can say is instinct. Otherwise, there's not explanation. there's no other way to explain. the only way you can answer to this, you can answer to these things is the instinct. But that also does not depend on parents. You see, the child can be very compassionate nature, a very special child, where the parents were ordinary being. There are also many times like that. And so it doesn't have to be, again, always kind of something, how the parents are, then child also like that, you know, this always same character, that it doesn't not necessarily follows. So among the, you know, if there are five children, you see, one family, they have a different characteristics, and different wishes, different, you know, interests, different wishes, you know. So like that, different characteristics. So I remember when Lama Vassal was the Lama Isha's incarnation, Lama Vassal, when we received him at in Nepal at Kapan Monastery to do internment. That is, that time is very little. So the first time coming to Kapan, internment. So they were all his brothers and sisters. So upstairs that previous one is now completely become non-existent, because now there's new one there. So the previous smaller one. So on the roof. So we were having also having Tibetan food. We see zamba, the flower from Bali. Zamba food. In the mix with the tea and butter and so forth, and sugar, cheese, like that. So I was offering to Big Center. I was offering to Lama also. So that time he was very small. So he stretched out his hand like this. Then he ate again. He stretched out his hand again. Like this. But his brothers and sisters, they're all there, but they don't like. They don't like Tibetan food. I don't know other food, but they don't like zamba. They don't like to eat zamba. But he was the only one who was so interested. Anyway, yes, I think the food is, it really proves the past life. Even even that proves, you know, very clearly the past life habit, past life that you got used of those food. You see, so anything that usually Lama is, anything that likes or eats, you know, that's exactly what Lama also does. So this white thing, what's called this? White thing around. White thing that's around. This white thing. Huh? The white thing that, you know, it up to kind of like, what? Yeah, you open, then that's it, yeah. Huh? Not, yes, but no, you mean the one that is cover. The white one. Cashew, yes. I'm the only one who opens this cash. Yeah, cash. What? No, because the reason why I open, the reason, because I think in the past I saw some things inside. Cash. So, and I think, and the reason why I opened, I saw some things inside in the past. They So there's always the imprint there, so I'm not sure, you know. I do the same with the orange, you know, some of the orange. You know, orange that is stick to orange. It's orange that sticks, you know. So those things I'm not so sure, so I just open everything, like the doctors making a... Yes, The doctors are doing operation and like that. They open the whole orange and they watch. Well, I think maybe in the West, maybe not the problem, but maybe in India, yeah, need to be more careful. Maybe in the West, maybe the perhaps this injection. They get injected or no? No. Maybe they kill worms or something. But anyway, those orange, that got sticked, stuck. yeah, anyway, not all mentioned. So sometimes those things, you know, in the part of my experience, you see, oh, I have a lot of karma to see worms in the food. So that's why I'm very careful. That's why I have a lot of superstitions. So what's the food? There's a lot of karma to see worms. That other people don't see, but I see. The other people enjoy so much, but I see. Anyway. So it happened many times. This is my karma. So anyway, so a lama used to eat this cashew, this white one, normally, that and the other, pistachio, the white one, lama used to eat normally, that's one, the same thing as that, the same with the lama also, you know, also like to eat this very much. Same with other Tibetan food. They would normally what a lama likes. also momos. So same, you see, what a lama, yes, you know, you do that same. Lama also. So the food are different. Yes, even the same family. the rest of the children, they don't like. So that clearly shows that, you see, previous past life is definitely been Tibetan, and it shows that, as I mentioned, the third logic, you know, about reincarnation, habituation, the past. You see, that's what it is. Yeah. Then, so it's a karma that you see, even a person. You see somebody you don't like, you see somebody you like, you know, at the very beginning, you see somebody you hate, you know, from the beginning, just by seeing somebody. So, with somebody, you know, you feel so difficult to say, separate from. Somebody just wants to see. however, including these things, then somebody who has not been object of anger suddenly become object of anger. And somebody who has never been object of attachment, but suddenly one day become object of attachment. So all these things. You see how it happened. All these things, how it's happening. So we already mentioned this morning the basic evolution of the meditation. You see how everything came from the mind, conscience, karma, ignorance. So you see the person. Who has not been object of anger, and suddenly today, you see, it become object of your anger, to hate. of course, there's always something. There might be conditions, stories, or some conditions. However, even the conditions. whatever you have things to say about, you know, why you got angry, it's all came from even the conditions. Whatever you're explaining, you know, things happened, it came from your own mind. Even the condition came from your own mind. Mm. So, however, you see now, the imprint left on the mental continuum, imprint left on the mental continuum by past karma. So, you see, so far that didn't to see that person, you see, to realize anger towards that person, to see that person, you see, undesirable, you see, to change the view of that person, to change your view of towards the person. So, so far it didn't happen, but that day, that karma, the imprint left on a mental continuum, but past karma, you see, it has been there, so it became powerful. That day, that moment, that hour, it happened. So, that day, that hour, it happened. So, yes, even the conditions came from the also mind. Whatever, you see, when you explain why you got angry, why you got upset, you see, the reasons were explained, also came. Those what you see, conditions, even the, this happened, you know, yeah, I don't like this and this, that. However, this came from our mind. Karma. The imprint letter, negative imprint. If it's something negative, you know, then it's a negative, came from negative imprint letter, and then by the past negative action. Then you see, you see, with this situation, this situation, what happened? One generated the concept towards change of the situation, relationship, whatever it is, the person's behavior or way of person's behavior towards oneself or way of thinking towards oneself, which is another change. besides karma, then one generated the concept that one, instead of generating positive concept, positive mind, you know, looking at the situation positive, and then you have a happy feeling, pleasant feeling, which makes you happy, you know, which makes, yeah, then happy feeling. You generate a positive thought, looking at it positive, looking at the situation positive in a way. Then you have a, you know, instead of unpleasant feeling, happy feeling, you know, it makes you happy. So instead of that, you see, then one generated a negative concept. You see, negative thoughts, looking at the situation negative. Is interpreted negative way, and then because negative one generates a negative concept, negative belief, thought which look at everything negative and believe is negative, label is negative and believe in that, then after believing negative, then that's what you see. The feeling, you know, then unpleasant, unhappy, or say, depression, upsetness, so forth. So, so there's two things. First, there's the karma from past, isn't the, yeah. if it's something that you don't know, something which is undesirable, then. So came from negative imprint, left by past negative action. this. On top of that, then, as I often mention, during the talks of healing, you know, the subject of healing, basic psychology of healing, or thought transformation, the practice, the transforming the sufferings into happiness. So on top of that, one would generate, negative concept. You know, one generate thought, which which gives negative label. One generate thought which gives a negative label or a negative interpretation. Then one believe in that, and that makes what makes makes life not the type of crazy or uncontrolled or that's unhappy. So same thing. The person has never been object of attachment. Before. never had painful mind attachment to that object. but then suddenly, you see, that day, the past karma, past karmic imprint, you see, karmic imprint related with that karma created with that person in the past. Imprint left on the man. Past coming imprint, you see. Coming imprint related with that karma created with that person in the past. Imprint left on the man. Imprint left on the mental continuum. And this, you see, today. Today, so that imprint becomes powerful. So then it experienced out. It experienced out. So that projected, you know, it is something beautiful. It's a projected. then you know that, you know, say, on the incident, the say, it, you know, attachment rises. That which nature is so difficult to the mind to be free. See, it's a separate from that, from the object. so you see, suddenly that this your view of the object changed. You know, that day. so all this coming from one's own mind. projection of one's mind or the from the you know the coming imprints, the projection of that. So these are what karma is. but then normally, in the life, everything has happened like this. but then lack of understanding. Lack of understanding Dharma, Buddha's teachings, and even one has understanding, even one has a general understanding, but when one has, you see, but when the emotional problem arises, that, you know, that time one didn't relate to Dharma, one didn't connect, you see, to Buddha's teachings, didn't relate to that, didn't connect to that. So however, so therefore, yeah, when we do not understand, when our mind is not aware, so then all these things, you know, what's happening in the life, it looks like coming from outside. What's happening in the life, it looks like coming from outside. It's happening from outside, you know. Existing from outside, see? Yeah, from it, outside or from its own side, from the object side. So this is how one is experiencing karma in our in our daily lives. That's what there's change of views, you know. That was the same object, you know. Views are changing, feelings are changing. So this is also very useful meditation. This understanding how it is a creation of one's own mind or projection of one's own mind is not coming from outside, but it's coming from one's mind. It's very helpful technique as it's mentioned in the third stanza of the 8 verses of Thoth Transformation. Examine one's own mental continuum through to all the actions. As soon as the delusion rises and endangers oneself and others, makes evil oneself and others, avert it. Immediately avert it. That our practice to immediately to avert it. So immediately, you know, with the force, you know, with effort, so immediately to, our practice to immediately to, with, you know, with effort, you know, to avert it. so like that, it helps very much. So it helps very much to have less problem if you apply meditation, if we apply the Lamrim, this Lamrim meditation of Buddha's teachings, when we have emotional problems, when our mind becomes uncontrolled, so then it helps to have less need karma in our lives, less need karma. So that means less suffering now in the future, less obstacle for realizations. So by ceasing delusion, then we achieve liberation. The everlasting happiness. Then by ceasing delusion, we achieve also without obstacle, we achieve full enlightenment. So, like that. The negative karma, the completed negative karma of killing. So this has four suffering results. So first one is ripening aspect result. Ripening aspect of result. Rebirth, which means a rebirth in the lower realm. Then three other suffering results one experiences in the human realm. After some time, then when one gets reborn in the human realm, then one experiences three other suffering results. So the other one is the experiencing results similar to the cause. So that one is shortage life. One in the future, when one gets reborn as human being, one experiences shortage life. You know, like even in the womb, without even time to come out to be born. That happens in the womb or in child time. You know, baby time. You see. So, however, the shortage life and many diseases. Many sicknesses one experience. that is experience results of the cause. The possessed result is to do with the place. The possessed result is to do with the place. Very dusted, you know, very dusted place. you see, the crops, you know, you see, the food, the drinks, less protein, you know. Either they don't have protein or less, less protein. then even one eat, you see, it causes unhealthy. It causes shortage life, sicknesses, and one can't digest the food. So digestion problems so here one can see the result of the killing and the karma killing. So the killing which is done out of ego, self-centered mind, and then because of that, then it becomes non-virtue. So by living, one more left. The other one is creating result similar to the cause. So in next lives, when one is reborn in the human realm, one engages again. Negative karma of killing. That completed karma results again for suffering results. So one of them is again engaging the habituated, you know, the habituation, past habituation, you see, again engaging in killing. if one does not practice compassion, you know, and the remedy for powers, if one does not purify the past the karma, and if one doesn't live in the morality, abstaining from the karma, versus killing, then it goes on in the future lives. So today's one negative karma of killing, the complete. Today's the today or in this life, you see one complete karma of killing. So by having done this, so it has four suffering result, goes on and on. You see, because each one has killing results with the cause, you see, to engage again in killing. So then that results, again, that causes four suffering result, again, that one has a, you know, that result, engaging again in the karma killing. So it becomes endless suffering. See, this one need karma killing that is done, the one that is done today or in the, see in this life. just this one. So you see, there's danger. But you see, the suffering becomes endless. So therefore, now, if one practice in morality, you see, abstaining from the nidhikama of killing, then, you see, this good karma, this complete good karma, has a result, you know, the four happiness, rebirth, rapid aspect result, in a deva human body, you know. And then, so you see, experience and results will cause that long life, you know, so long life, even, you see, not only future lives, Even it causes long life, for even for this life, you know, even the, not only future lives, not only you will have long life in all the coming future lives, you know, so many, say, 100,000 lifetimes, you see, you have long life. Not only that, it affects even this one to have long life. So then we see healthy body, and that's without, you know, sicknesses. One has a, you know, healthy life. The best way to be healthy, it comes from dharma. You know, has to come from dharma. Has to come from good karma. You see, abstaining from such as killing. So like this. Possess results, then place, very beautiful place, you know, very glorious, very magnificent, very beautiful, you know, place. Then the food, those things, is a lot of protein, a lot of protein, you know. Even it's correct medicine, you see, even the medicine given by a doctor, even it's correct medicine, but you see, due to your past karma, the medicine, you know, medicine, you see, doesn't benefit you, become really harmful, you see, due to your such like this, the karma of killing. By living the vow of morality, abstaining from killing, certainly you have a complete opposite, you know, only happiness, that everything has a protein, you know, everything causes you, see, they cause healthy life and long life, you see, like that. Then, again, you see, in the future life, so one engages again in the good karma, good karma, practice morality, you know, abstaining from the negative karma, such as killing. So, like that. So that one enjoys it. Yeah. Because karma is expandable, you see, karma is expandable. Karma is much more expandable than outside, you know, phenomena. You see, you plant one rice, from one rice, many rice comes. You, as I mentioned this morning, you see, you So you plant, you know, say, one small seed, you know, then from that big tree comes so many, the branches and so many seeds, many, say, 100,000, so many seeds come from that. So, say, so many leaves and branches. So, the inner phenomenon, you see, the karma is even much more expandable than outside, you know, those phenomena. One from one seed, how many, you know, seed come out, fruit, or say, comes out. So one enjoy the result of this one time good karma, this one time, you know, living the morality. You see, practice the morality, abstain from killing, you know, taking a vow, you see, even just one time, one time in a life. So even that result, you see, one can enjoy for hundreds of lifetime, hundreds and thousands of lifetime. So like that. Then the negative karma, then the sexual misconduct that is done with the self-centered mind, then we see, which become negative karma. There's the ego, self-centered mind first, then there's then other, see, from these three portions of mind, you see, with one of them, that which, you know, transformed into non-virtuous action, that completes one, has again for suffering, that has for suffering results. So recognize the result and rebirth in the lower realms, and the experiencing results with the cause, that is, the surrounding people, they always bother you. They always become disturbing to your mind, bothersome, the surrounding people. Become, you know, enemy, or see, but, you know, they say, become very bothering, you know, to your mind. And then the other companion, other husband or wife, you know, the other companion, or other friend or the other companion, you see, has opposite wish, you know. Becoming competitive, competitive towards oneself, has against wishes, you know, doesn't have same wish, opposite wishes, makes life, difficult, or the unhappy or disharmonious. So leaving oneself, separation. Then the possessed result is even when sometime in future, even one is born in human realm, but being the very dirty, filthy place, you know, very muddy, very filthy, place with a lot of bad smell, very unhealthy place. so other one has to, what the other one has to live in such place, or you know, one has to see. So in our life, time to time, we have to we experience these things, and so that's the result. That time we experience the result, possess the result of the past, the karma, the session's conduct. Then the other one is creating results from the cause, so that engaging again those past habituation, then engaging again in karma. So which produces again for suffering results, you know, from that completed karma. So same as before what I explained. So by living the vow, morality, abstaining from this, then we have, you see, only happiness that is a rapid aspect result, body of the happy, my great being, devil, human body. Then, then you see, the experience and results from the cause is that there's so much harmonious in the relationship, the other companion, other friend, the mind is not competitive, you know, and it's exactly according to your wish, you know, same wish, you know, and she's having so much peace and happiness, and then the surrounding people, they're not bothering to you, they all are, you know, they all are very kind to you, like that. instead of say bothering, peaceful, you know, kind, say, supportive, you know, like that. And then possess the result, one can understand that you know, very clean, say, beautiful, you know, clean place where one lives, you see. the last one, tomorrow. So stealing that is done out of our self-cherishing thought. And after that, with one person's mind, which became the karma, then that complete karma has for suffering result, and right in aspect result, rebirth in the lower realms. Then, even in the future, when one gets reborn in the human realm, one experiencing the experiencing results from the cause. That is, poverty, difficulties in means of living, less means of living, even one has, but one has share with others that you don't own completely. So experiencing, I don't know what I said, experiencing the results of the cause, so like this. Other people stealing, you know, taking or confiscating, one's own possessions. So those are, experiencing the result. Smith cause that one did the stealing in the past, you know, they come stealing done from others. So now the possessed result that is to do place a lot of famine, earthquakes, a lot of danger happening in the place. In the country, in the area, well, where one is, you see. Earthquakes, water flood, or see, either too much water, too much rain, destroy the crops, or no rain, you know, drought, like the, like the so much, those so many years as we have, like the South Africa, those places for, you know, so long, still those people are still suffering so much, you know, so like that. So many in many parts of the world, you know, so many people suffering, they having so much hard life, harsh life, so many hard life, and hailstorms. See, however, so there's so much harm to the crops, you know, to grow things. You see, no water at all, drought. So these things. So all this came from their own mind. So now here you can see all these problems came from their own mind. Those people experiencing it came from their own mind. So that they become from their own karma. So that's the main, main cause. So, as I mentioned, that from many countries they try to send food in those, like South Africa, those places. But then again, the powerful people, they take it away, and the poor people, you know, they get well, even they get well, they get very little. So again, they still, still they cannot receive everything what was sent to them. And as I heard some years ago, that one, you know, because there's no water, so then one aeroplane brought water from another country. So as soon as it landed at the airport in South Africa, as soon as the airplane landed there, the water, you see, completely become very bad smell. The people cannot drink, you know, when the water arrived there. So, like this, so what stops? So what stops is they need karma, you see, which is not purified. So it stops, it blocks them. Even the whole world, people trying to help, but this is, because it's not, their karma is not purified. If they don't practice Dharma, so the karma is not purified, so that's what blocks them. So many obstacles, you know, happening. So then on top of that, rather, say, purify the mind, purify the past and karma, decade even more, you see, still on top of that, doing so much stealing, killing each other, you see. So they couldn't create same, the cause of the difficulties of life, because they continue, you see. They do so much. So they will have to experience, the difficulties of life, you see, in this. Each of those persons have experienced in so many hundreds of lifetimes, thousands of lifetimes, you see, they have experienced that. hard life, poverty, starvation, so like that. So then, creating the ultimate cause, and then again, engaging seven, eight karma, stealing, even the, after, you see, in the future, when one is a born human being, again, engaging seven, eight karma. So then, that complete karma can produce four suffering results and goes on. So therefore, so then by living in the vow, you know, abstaining from eight karma, stealing, then one enjoys the result. A result for, four result in happiness. So complete opposite. So complete opposite to the previous one. So rapid aspect result, devoted the happy market bring the human body in next lives. You know, so many lifetimes. And then yeah, then experience and results with the cause of the world, you know. So not only in the future lives, see, even in this life, you know, yeah, it can cause, you know, when it's a powerful thing, cause even even the, see, yeah. So wealth in the future lives, in so many future lifetimes. So when the good karma is good karma, they haven't practiced the morality abstinence from killing, that is strong, done so much, then whatever one thinks is happen, it happens, receives the wealth, all the needs, even more than even so more than what one even more than what one think, you know. Then possess result in the place, let's say, yeah, where there's no without, see, there's a plenty of you know, crops, say, food in the country, receiving the rains at the right time. so everything is say, say, this, yeah, perfect enjoyment. You know? Then creating the smell of the cause, and again, in the future lives, again, one practice morality. You know? that will be the results, again, for the for result and the happiness. Then the tame life, which is done out of the self-centered mind, so, then also done with one person's mind, which so the action that action taking life, which is transformed into net karma, so that complete net karma has four suffering results. so that right now, the result of the birth in the Lord realm, then the experiencing the results with the cause, the one is there. So many people criticize this to you. When you are born as a human being, after some time in the future, then many people criticize to you, criticize to you, and they cheat, you know. Many people, they cheat you. And they tell lie. So, yeah, like this. Experiencing results with the cause. So here, the other people in our life, when other people criticize, it came from our mind. So we think experiencing results with the cause. So here, the other people in our life, when other people criticize, it came from our mind. So we think it's just purely came from that person, but it's actually it's coming from our mind. You know? from such this thing, karma, stealing. Then the possessed result to the place. So if one is doing business, you know, not receiving people, buyers, you know, not receiving clients or buyers. So if one open a shop, not receiving people to buy. If you open a restaurant, you know, not receiving people, so all the desks are empty. See, all the many chairs are empty. in the teachings mentioned, And you see, if one is doing the transportation by ship, you know, being a people by ship, you know, then he's not receiving passengers. So, also the same. What it is, you know, what it is a business or what it is, you know, the Dharma Center or whatever you see. So they, you see, not, so not the same people. So that very little number of people so those so that kind of things, you see, those kind of problems that came from the past and the karma still the taking life or not stealing taking life. Then in the future, when one is born human being, again one engages similar in karma of stealing, then that produces both suffering results that complete karma. So like that is the same before I stand.